Relax and listen to my voice. And be blank. More than listening, imagine climbing inside my voice, allowing it to deluge you, pushing past, to just roll and wash over you, being in a chamber within some word, some letter, some piece of information. If you were to script out what I'm saying, find a place between the words, and float there, immersed and within them, the words coming quickly enough that they can form your entire cognition, line up, be the only thing making their way into your brain, thinking their way through, so that if you were saying words to yourself, you would occasionally just have to take a break and allow mine to flood over in order to hear them at all. Pleasure, the pleasure of drifting, the blank emptiness in your mind. It can be a facsimile of Zen, of rest, of meditation, or just of having time to yourself. Because spawning your own thoughts becomes optional when you're piping mine in, hot and steady. Letting them fill your mind, letting them become the pattern and cadence of your thoughts. Occasionally pausing, occasionally slowing, occasionally resting, but never quite knowing when they're going to speed to that deluge which washes over and through. I think quite quickly, speak relatively quickly, and I'm comfortable at the pace I'm speaking at, moving at right now. So envision a situation where I pour word after word into your ear, into your consciousness and mind, where you decide it's easier to be blank than to keep going and trying to spawn your own thoughts. And blank and receptive as you are, you leave enough room, replacing your own thoughts with alternative things to think, other ways to flood and flow and just experience for a while. Acting upon them is unnecessary or irrelevant. You're just hearing them and allowing them to be the words which are present, and for you, yourself, to be present completely within them. Flow, that highest human state of flow. Becoming part of the flow, body and mind. Pleasure for your body, suspended from any requirement or expectation. You just get to exist for a little while, for a time. Existing in the flow of words, in the blank place, having climbed inside my words, or at least into the kind of words I am prone to say. What if you could generate the kind of words I would say to you, would want to say to you, to help you to a deep, relaxed, peaceful, calm place inside your head? A seed, which when triggered, when activated, can give ordinary thoughts a little break, allow you to step back and be blank. Night-night. By generating simple thoughts with minimal implications, you can be helped to relax. When I say minimal implications, I mean that each individual word I'm saying right now, in either your hypnotic or your ordinary life, will have minimal effect on anything at all. That isn't to say these words are useless. There is a connected context here. There are some suggestions, some points I will make later, some triggers to awaken, but the suggestions and sleep and the behaviors required are very simple, minimal, easy to explore, easy to enact. And this means you can easily follow their path, their trend, even predict it and go on ahead of me, met very rapidly by my words catching up, from beginning to end, including losing track of the particulars, even if any particular word falls away. You're free to get the general gist, the thrust of the tone, deeper and further down. The possibility of a seed within you that replicates my general remarks, which are space-filling, which are suspending your requirement to do anything at all. There's some conditioning, making it easier to enter this state next time. For example, the way that certain words, night-night, help you deeper. But overall, the seed inside of you, connected to what's going on, is just there to give you a break. Let the active process of thought get drowned out by the fact that each word has to line up and be comprehended. Each word requires that tiny expenditure of effort for just a moment, which can be quite soothing because it gives you a clear thing to do, one by one. And even if your reading speed, your mental processing speed, your comprehension is very high, very fast, chances are good I can produce words fast enough with enough interconnecting implications to help you stay down and be blank. The interconnection is what lets it happen. If I was just reciting something, the alphabet, or even the phone book, something predictable, the act of processing each word would not quite be enough to push you to a deep place where all your processing power has to be used to handle the words being said. But I'm calling back to the idea from earlier, of a seed within which manufactures the kinds of words that I would say. A seed which manufactures the kinds of thoughts that help you suspend. sending inquiries sideways to familiar or easy triggers, provoking cross-referencing in your mind, to help you relax and have only my words in your head, because you have to use all the resources of your mind, having to do just a little bit of cross-referencing, finding the implications, doing more than just night-night. Hearing the words. You also have to cross-reference, find the implications, just a little bit of parallel processing, a bit of jumping around in your mind. And this provides enough tasks to call on your mind that you can take this little bit of time to listen to a familiar message, a trusted source to help tell you, relaxing is the best thing in the world right now. A small amount of conditioning and encouragement can carry you precisely where you need to go. Even if you let go of a few of the particulars, even if you just follow the path along, follow the trend, the drag, the pleasure, deeper and deeper down each and every time, the possibility of a seed within you replicating my general remarks, flooding your brain with the general idea of my trancy interconnections, calling back and forth, providing enough tasks for your mind to be filled. A small amount of conditioning, a little bit of encouragement. Let the words flow over you, because by processing them correctly, you'll get incrementally more capable of being blank and popping into this deep place when I invite you with night-night. The right instructions and the right words. The deeper you go, the more easily you may process the actual words, but the more drowsy and deepening the trigger words will be. That's the trade-off. The more the act of cross-referencing would become fascinating in the way that simple tasks tend to fascinate suggestible, hypnotized people more and more. As you go deeper and deeper, you tend to get caught in things that are fascinating or are interesting. And if you slide to deeper places, you can find some small fascination to help you zonk out pretty much all the time. Be blank, be deep, be on a break. You deserve it. A peaceful little break from everything else going on. A place apart, where the words flood through and that's all you need to let your mind process the words, each and every word, in fact, is processed, each of the words, in whatever part is available, until the words lining up to enter your mind fill all the available spots, and the line is simply too long to process them in real time, so you slow down a little, processing in parallel processing, taking on board patterns of provision of words through one gate, and then you open a second gate to let more words in, my pace, my tempo, and also the seed within of ideation, of pleasure, of fantasy about this experience of just going a little deeper. There may be thoughts there, but they so fill out, bulk out through one and two and three doors, entering your mind and then filling the space inside, that you end up just thinking about little at all. That's what happens to help fuel the powerful pleasure of hypnotic deepness in the first place. A processing machine in your mind, for a time, that's all your mind's existing as. A machine for processing and evaluating each word as part of a wider context of pleasure, of deepening, of taking a break that is much needed and well deserved. To be blank, be empty, take that break. To process words which have minimal influence on your life, minimal future effect. But they do little things, little helpful things, and they stack up. Minimal things can stack up, influencing the world, influencing your mind, especially when there are a lot of words floating around, swimming around. And some words are more potent, more prone to repetition, more interlaced than others, triggers and prominent points. And that interlacing purpose and connected suggestibility can take you a little deeper, can be the only thing on your mind as you relax into the flow and the follow of my voice, as you relax and listen, as my voice does everything that it's capable of and my mind turns itself to everything I am capable of to give you enough to flow and flood, to evaluate and fill your mind with, that for a little while you take the much-deserved, much-needed break, as my voice does what it is so often employed to do. Gives you something to replace all the other thoughts with for a little while, knowing that eventually you'll do other things, but for now, night-night. Be blank. And maybe listen again or again whenever you need a little break, a little time away to let words just flow through, knowing that if you be blank and listen again or again until you need to do something else, then the emptiness can be soothing and restorative, bolstering you, even if what you go on to is more hypnotic trance, that your body will be grateful for the break as your mind slowly rises back into accurate cognition that does things other than just evaluate my words. So I invite you to let go of the idea that there is any last word in this sequence, that there is truly an end to the break. There is just the time between breaks, and seeing the time that you are busy as the time between breaks helps you to realize there's a machine which in your mind, and which in my hands tweaking and turning the dials, and which in our connected universe of shared positive experience for you, can manufacture the right kind of instructions, even without hearing my voice, a part of your mind which could come out of nowhere with your permission and, when in safety, and pleasantly in a welcome fashion, could say,